Hey everybody, welcome back to the Reality of Winning podcast. I'm your host, Natalie, and today is all about the law of polarity. Now, if you haven't already heard of the law of polarity and you don't know what that is, basically, universal principle that states that everything has two poles or opposite. Now, this law is often applied to our thoughts and our emotions. So that suggests that every negative thought that we have, there is also a positive one. Now, I am an optimist, so I am totally for the law of polarity, and I love the law of polarity. And it's very similar to the concept of Newton's third law of motion, which states that for every action, there is also an equal and opposite reaction. Now, this is so beautiful because it means that for every pain and suffering that we've had, every negative emotion that we've ever experienced, there also is just as much, if not more. Okay, it doesn't say if not more, but the optimist in me does. So if for every negative emotion that we've ever felt, for all of the pain that we've ever experienced, that deep-rooted pain and suffering, you know which one I'm talking about. For all of that pain that you've experienced, there is an equal amount of happiness available to you. And that is just life-changing to know that you have so much of this happiness available to you. Now, you can't, the laws basically tell us that there's a duality in everything, right? That you can't have a positive without a negative, an up without a down, a good without a bad, a dark without a light. So this basically, as a human, you are able to control one thing in all of this, and that is your mind, right? And so we talked a bit about reframes in yesterday's episode, and if you haven't already listened to that, I highly recommend that you go and listen to that, because if you do, this is going to tie in so much more, and the next episode that I put out about reframes is going to be even more life-changing. So you really want to go back and take a look at that one, or take a listen, I guess. With the law of polarity, you have one thing that you can control, whether it's good or bad. And that is your mind. So that means that you can make the decision when a negative emotion pops up to instantly reframe it into a positive situation. So for example, if you're stuck inside of some kind of negative situation, you can ask yourself, what am I learning from this right now? What is the positive alternative that I can take? And by focusing our energy towards the, you know, thing that we actually want, we have the power to change our current state to the polar opposite in every single moment. And that is just so powerful to me. So entrepreneurs might worry about, you know, their business failing, leading to feelings of anxiety and self-doubt. You might feel concerns about your financial stability. You might be thinking like, you know, despite everything that I have done up to this point, I still don't know if I'm worthy of the success. Did I do this right? Am I as competent as other people perceive me to be? And you can get this feeling of like imposter syndrome, right? But with the law of polarity, for every one of those negative aspects, there is an equal and opposite positive aspect that can be applied to you right now here in this moment. So even though you might be worrying about your business failing, you have to ask yourself, but what if it just took off and it blew up, right? Like, what if my financial struggles are the very thing keeping me in more financial duress, right? And that goes back to that scarcity and abundance mindset that we talked about yesterday. So somebody who's lacking confidence might shy away from taking a new opportunity because they feel like they're, you know, they might fail. Or somebody who seeks approval might constantly be seeking validation from other people and always relying on an external reassurance for their worth and their ability. And, you know, some people just, they have a lot of negative self-talk, which can lead to low confidence, and it can engage in negative self-talk, which criticizes themselves really harshly, and it starts to doubt your capabilities, right? And you know, these are just, they're like, my energy is getting lower just talking about this, guys. Like, it's just, it sucks the life right out of you, right? So why would we want to live on that side of the polarity when we have an abundance of other options available, right? Like, instead of dwelling on potential failures, we can focus on the valuable lesson and the growth opportunity that comes with a challenge, right? In this moment, right now, whatever you're facing and you are up against, you know that you've overcome every other challenge up to this point. You have made it this far, and you didn't make it this far to only come this far, right? You didn't do everything that you've done to get you to where you are today so that you could give up now. You didn't come all the way through this. You didn't work as hard as you did. You didn't struggle through all of that so that you can enjoy more suffering. That is not how this game works, right? By acknowledging your achievements and your strengths, you can gradually boost your own confidence and you can overcome self-doubt. And when you overcome self-doubt, the law of polarity has less negative happening and more positive available to you. Now, I would also say that the law of polarity doesn't touch on the fact of what contentment can do for your life, right? Contentment, right? Being content. And inside of the Bible, Paul teaches us to be content in all situations and in all things. He knows what it's like to go without anything, and he knows what it's like to have a lot. And the key that he has found through both of those experiences to be content in all situations. And I think that's just one of the most powerful things in the entire world, because most of us will think that we're either supposed to be like unhappy and miserable, or we should be like, you know, on the screaming from the rooftops every single moment of every single day. But that isn't a reality that is one that we should even truly desire. And it doesn't make sense. And I came across this scripture years ago, and I've actively worked towards being content in all situations. And, you know, I was talking to somebody who's in the Navy Marine, and I feel like I said that wrong, but he's in the Navy and he's on the boat. So anyways, and I was asking them about some of their training. And, you know, when you talk to people who are in the Army, or they're firefighters or police officers, and the training that they get, I said, you know, you don't express a lot of emotion when you speak. Why is that? And he said, because as a leader, when you're actually like bringing your team forward, and if you're on that ship and a crisis arises and your mood instantly changes, people will take that very seriously and know exactly, like, we need to move now. And the same could be like, you know, if everybody is doing a really excellent job, and then, you know, it was like, wow, guys, that was amazing, you guys really did this, then we're able to show another side, and it means more. And I thought that was just so powerful, and I related it directly back to that moment of being content in all situations. It's not about, you know, being one or the other. And I think often we consider happiness, either happiness is in this moment or sadness is in this moment. But I think there's a lot more power in being content in the moment and just like at peace, right? I think people need to search for peace more than happiness, and that's really going to change the whole world if people can make that shift. But again, I'm an optimist, so I think everybody can do this inside of the world. But, you know, I really want you guys to focus on thinking about how you can be content in all things rather than like overly joyed or, you know, depressed and laying in bed. So yeah, when it comes to the law of polarity, there's always two opposites, and we are able to control the one thing, and that is our mind. So with that being said, you have the option in every single moment, in every single thought, in every single thing, to either allow this circumstance to define you or allow it to show you how to grow and expand. Now, the real game of life is being able to become the best version of yourself in all ways, in all moments, and in all things. And the more you grow and you expand and you evolve, and I'm sure you've heard, like, the moment you stop learning is the moment that you start dying. The moment you stop growing is the moment you start dying. And I don't think people should be, like, living for retirement so that they can sit there and do nothing, but rather just continuously, consistently want to grow and expand and evolve and become more, gain more wisdom, become a better version, become a smarter version, become more aware, understand how you can make a positive ripple effect on the world, right? So I think it's a never-ending journey. And I also believe that part of why you should be content in every single moment, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that study. I forget what university did it, but basically they had this little globe of an ecosystem that they were building out, and they replicated something inside of it, and they had, you know, the trees and buildings and all this different stuff inside of this little globe that they created. Now, inside of the globe, as the trees were growing, all of a sudden the trees would just fall over and they would just land on the ground and they couldn't figure it out. And what they didn't account for is they forgot to implement wind into this little globe where they had this ecosystem. Now, wind is almost like resistance and trials, and, you know, it actually causes the tree to grow its roots deeper and stronger so that it can stand up taller, longer, and be more have more strength, right? And that is really powerful because life works the exact same way. And often nature is a reflection of what the human experience is like, right? So with that being said, having this resistance inside of our life, having trials that actually cause us to think differently and pivot and change and adapt are the very things that allow us to play the game of life and to expand and grow and become the best version of ourselves. So we have to be able to be grateful for opportunities of growth. Now, somebody who's in a scarcity mindset might look at that and call it a trial or tribulation, or, you know, we have to go through struggles in order, we have to have pain in order to feel blessings, right? But what if we were able to just have such a strong growth mindset through the human experience that we're actually just able to never feel like we're stuck in a negative situation? Because you can't actually fail. You can't actually do something wrong, because up until this very moment, you have all the knowledge that is available to you that you already know based off of your past experiences. If you haven't already learned that lesson, then this is the opportunity to learn that lesson. It's not something that's happening to you, or, like, I believe everything is happening for our good, and the Bible teaches you that as well. And in, like, God works all things together for our good. And we are so lucky to have these opportunities of trials that allow us to evolve and expand into the version of us that we were meant to be. And I always say, I have never failed a day in my life. I have only ever evolved into a smarter version of myself that has learned how to move forward in a more effective and efficient way. I'm going to repeat that because I think it's so important for you to implement this mindset and this reframe into your life as well. So write this down, take a note. For you have never failed a day in your life. You have only ever evolved into a smarter version of yourself that is able to move forward in a more effective and efficient way. If you could look at the law of polarity, and for every negative situation, every negative thought, every negative feeling that presents itself, you know, this is an opportunity for me to evolve and to grow into the smartest version of myself that I have ever been yet. And I truly believe, like, every single morning we wake up as a whole new person because we are never going to be who we were yesterday because we're so much smarter than what we were the day before. We are continuously evolving and expanding. And if you can accept and view life from this perspective, you will be unstoppable. You will have every single thing that you want. And being able to cultivate self-compassion and acceptance like that and embrace your imperfections and recognize the inherent growth and worth and, you know, wealth that is coming from that builds so much resilience, confidence, self-love. You can literally coexist with positivity in every single moment that you live. And I think that is the most beautiful thing in the world, and the thing that we have to be so grateful for, the opportunity that that is even available to us, right? And I just want you to remember that applying the law of polarity, changing your mindset, is a process, and it takes time to get used to switching between thinking between these polarities, but with practice, it can really change your life. So I think the best way for you to move forward is to make the conscious effort in every single situation to recognize when you're in a situation of a negative thought, a negative emotion, a negative experience is being presented to you. You have to just look at it. Maybe you have to journal through it. Maybe you have to ask, why is this pattern reoccurring in my life? And how can I build out the proper opposite of this so that I can have a new life and experience, right? So you have to make the conscious effort to be aware of the thoughts that you're having. You have to make the conscious effort to say, okay, that's great. I don't have to accept this, but how can I learn from this? How can I flip this script? And how can I take this and use it as an advantage to make me the very best version of myself? And so I encourage each and every one of you here today listening. And, you know, I just want you to know that you have everything you need inside of you to make this a reality for you. You can cultivate love in abundance in your life. And, you know, you do not have to sit in your circumstances, but view them as the maybe up until this point here today, you've had a lot of setbacks, a lot of trials. You've had a lot of the negative emotions present for you. And this right now is a moment where everything changes for you. And that polar opposite for the next, you know, how many ever years of your life, they are going to be abundant and filled with joy and happiness. And you are going to stop doubting yourself, and you can recognize your own value and worth, and you will own your success and your happiness, and you will stop procrastinating or thinking everything has to be perfect, and you can manifest your self-love and your new life right now in this moment. Thank you guys so much for joining me today, and I'm just so grateful to be able to share this with you, and I encourage you to go and study the law of polarity deeper, go and study abundance, go and study scarcity, go and study reframes, figure out what routine you need to implement into your life right now, here today, in order to start changing it.